New Zealand's largest dairy producer, Fonterra, issued international recalls after it found possible contamination in some of its products. Whey proteins may have picked up botulism-causing bacteria after traveling through dirty pipes. Although no illnesses have been reported, China has since banned certain dairy products from New Zealand. Whey protein is found in many products, like baby formula, bread, and muscle-strengthening dietary supplements. UW-Madison Professor Emeritus Bob Kropp says it's unfortunate for New Zealand, but it's an opportunity for the United States.
It's going to help U.S. exports, and Wisconsin, of course, is a big exporter of whey proteins. So I suspect we may sell more product to China because of that. They trust us.
Kropp says Wisconsin produced a record amount of whey protein last year. Brian Gould is a professor at UW-Madison's Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics. He says the markets and dairy prices have not yet been drastically affected by China's temporary block.
I think it's a wait-and-see type of situation. We need to wait and see how long this is banning of these exports occur, but also the degree. Are other countries going to jump on board? And we don't know that as of now.
Gould says Wisconsin has benefited from problems in New Zealand in the past, but usually it's related to droughts that affect the country's output. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.